3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Time now for our weekly visit. Just think, this time last week we were in Miami. This week we will visit with us via phone. Ian Rappaport joins us. It was slightly different weather the last time we talked in the beautiful city of Miami.
I mean, it was in person. That was kind of fun, hanging out with you guys. It was just 15 or so minutes, but in a crazy atmosphere, getting to hang out with you guys for once. That was kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, Brent's son
You'll just have to come to Nashville.
That's right.
I guess, more
Brent,
often.
Brent was asking. He has a teenage son, too, actually. And his oldest son said, I really liked it when you guys said Ian on. And he said, you're real people. You're real humans.
Hey, that was a good discovery by me, I thought.
No doubt.
Well, quite the day in Kansas City. I mean, you had the car chase, and then you had Patrick Mahomes giving a beer to a cameraman who immediately chugged it. Then you've got Patrick Mahomes pouring a beer into Kelsey's mouth. I mean, it was a wild day.
Yeah, you know, I never quite know. I've never been to one of these parades myself, actually. But I don't know what they're supposed to be like. But I feel like if it involves gratuitous chugging from some of your best players on your team, that's at least a win. Like, honestly, and I don't know, like, if we're here to try to set an example for the kids or whatever.
Never.
Kind of goes by the wayside during parades and, like, just show me a couple of shots of Kelsey dropping M-bombs and Mahomes throwing beers and chugging them. Like, I'm besides that, anything else I get is gravy.
But, like, if you're a guy on the parade path and the world's best quarterback throws you a beer, I mean, you have to chug it, right? I mean,
forget about that. You have to catch it. That's the best thing. Like, you know, look, I mean, we've all chugged a beer. I mean, I assume we've all chugged a beer. But the catching it off the truck is unbelievable, right? Like, that's where, I mean, I've had some, you know, some big moments in my life. You break a big trade or you know, drop a huge piece of news during the draft or halftime of a game. You know, when like the big moments, right? Catching a beer from Mahomes is a big moment, right? Like,
yeah.
And so kudos to that dude for just catching it. And it's like, if you're a receiver or a tight end or something, in the end zone, you're wide open. Like, that catch is hard because you are so wide open. So kudos to the dude catching, I'll say that.
So do you chug a beer every time you break a story? Is that what we're learning here?
I have chugged before. I'm not a great chugger. I would say my wife is an excellent chugger.
She's loving
it. I would sip beer, and I drink more bourbon than I do chug beers. But
okay.
What are you going to do?
Breaking news right there.
I mean, it just depends on where you are in life, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, I've never been a great chugger. We all have to accept our limitations. I've done it. I've just never been great at it. You know, Tom Brady is one of the world's all-time great beer chuggers. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
This is
the kind of information I'm here for, Rap Sheet. How is he that good? He doesn't put anything bad in his body.
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, I know, you know.
Everybody has an off season.
Yeah, I mean, and he was young. He was, you know, for a long time, he was young, single, and the starting quarterback of the world champion. So.
Yeah.
I would imagine he's chugged a beer or two in his lifetime.
Touche. Speaking of young and, I don't know about single, but quarterback of the world champions, Patrick Mahomes, what kind of money are we talking? Because I would imagine his agent's on the phone with the Chiefs saying, hey, forget about the fifth-year option. Let's go ahead and move this thing to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be this offseason when he gets to deal it. And, you know, I mean, he's going to be the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL. From what I understand, it's going to be closer to 40 than it is 30. It might even be 40. And I think where Mahomes is right now, if that's where they had to pay, I don't think anybody would say he's not worth it, right? I mean, he's one of the best players in the NFL regardless of position. He's young. You've had him cheap for 3 years, two of which he played. I mean, it's time to pay him. I think they're going to, and I would imagine it's somewhere in the $40 million range.
I mean, think about it. If D4 doesn't line up off sides, we might be talking about a guy who's 24 years old with two Super Bowl titles.
Right. And, I mean, I think, so there's that. Now, that counts, obviously, because, you know, it's part of it. But this is a team that, like, you know, if you don't pay Patrick Mahomes this year, you're going to pay him at some point. It's not, like, once you know that your guy is good enough, just pay him. You know, it's like...
Because you actually save money by doing it now, right?
of course, I mean, just think about the 49ers, right? Like, they paid, and Jimmy Garoppolo is not Patrick Mahomes, obviously, but, you know, they made Garoppolo the highest paid quarterback in the NFL a couple years back. It was like $27 million, and that's like middle of the road now. Pay him early, get it done, and, you know, be okay with it for the next 5 years.
Ian Rappaport, our guest. Meanwhile, what's going to happen with Dak Prescott in Dallas? We're all speculating long-term for Mahomes, but it sounds like maybe that's not yet what the Cowboys are thinking for Prescott.
They are definitely thinking long-term. I just don't know that it's actually going to happen. I mean, you know, they're all going to try, but so Mahomes' situation is one thing. Like, my guess is he'll get a deal after the CBA gets done at some point. It'll happen, and, you know, everyone will be happy. The Dak Prescott one's far more interesting to me. I mean, you know, they probably could have paid him last year somewhere in the $33, $34 million range. My guess is the money goes up this year. He's going to be franchise tagged, so obviously he's not going anywhere. But, you know, I would not be surprised if he doesn't show up for the offseason. So then it's like, that becomes a whole big thing. And you have a new coach who, you know, would probably like his starting quarterback there for the offseason program. So the Dallas thing is far more interesting to me than the Mahomes thing.
How much of your job is refuting ridiculous things that you hear, like Tom Brady's touring a private school in Nashville?
I would say I am younger in my career, earlier in my career, I spent a lot more time publicly refuting it. I do check on everything, like, really, because, you know, there's been times when someone's been like, hey, I hear this weird rumor that, or, hey, I just saw someone in the airport. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then it turns out to be true. So I literally check on everything now. It's very annoying, but I do. And, you know, the Tom Brady and his wife touring a school in Nashville, like, obviously it's ridiculous. I mean, he literally moved to Connecticut. Why would he be touring a school in Nashville? It doesn't make any sense. Plus, the thing about Tom Brady and the Titans, so obviously that was false, but the thing about Tom Brady and the Titans is he doesn't control that one, because they need to decide first whether or not they're tagging Ryan Tannehill. It sounds like they will bring him back. And if they can strike a deal before the franchise tag window, okay. Those are hard to do, but okay. If you franchise tag him, obviously you're not going after Tom Brady. So the only way the Titans go after Brady at all is if they just let Ryan Tannehill go into free agency. And then it's like, what if they don't get him back and then they don't get Brady? So to me, like, the Titans thing is more of a timing issue than it is a Tom Brady, does he like the school of the Nashville issue.
Right, because they would hit free agency at the same time.
Right. And yeah. Then it's like, you know, if you're the Titans and you just struck gold with Ryan Tannehill and you went to the playoffs and you helped revive his career, why would you mess around and not sign him or not tag him? Like, why? You know, they're a pretty conservative team, the Titans, just as far as they don't do a lot of crazy deals. They don't make a lot of crazy trades. They're very steady. They're very down the middle. You know, does John Robinson really just completely roll the dice on Ryan Tannehill for the, you know, 20% chance they get Tom Brady? I have a hard time seeing that.
What you got on Rap Sheet and Friends this week before we let you go?
We got some good stuff. We had Jonathan Abram, the Raiders safety, taped at the Super Bowl, and he's just an awesome, charismatic dude. I love talking to him. And then Marlon Mack, one of the, you know, big-time young running backs in the NFL. Chatted with him, and also got my colleague MJ Acosta, who had a huge Super Bowl week because she got engaged. And that's more exciting than anything we did. Yeah, the night before the Super Bowl, she got engaged, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is a big week. So here's the deal. Ian Rappaport, National Insider for NFL Network, NFL.com, host of Rap Sheet and Friends podcast, and also a man who holds an open invitation to come and chug a beer on the Titans Super Bowl winning parade route whenever that happens. You have open invitation.
You know, there's two things I got to. I've never been to a pro day, which is funny, but just,
wow.
I'm always working from home. I know, it's weird. And I've never been to a parade. I feel like at some point I got to get to both of those things.
Like a parade in general, so, or like like a sports a team Super Bowl, wins
parade. Like a championship parade.
Like you've never been to a literal parade?
Like no Astros?
I mean, I've been to, you know, like when they bring the fire trucks through your town for like a bunch in a Little League baseball parade. But okay. I've never been to like the Macy's parade or like I've never been to a championship parade. I've just never done it. Okay. Maybe one of these days.
All right. Well, here's to making that happen, brother, in 2020. It's going to be there your you go. Year.
God willing, that would be tremendous.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you.
All right, take care, guys. Enjoy it all season.
Yes, sir.
Ian Rappaport on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Lance Drury Law. In trouble with the IRS? You need an experienced tax attorney fighting for you. Visit LanceDruryLaw.com.
What is the Titans over under for wins, according to Las Vegas? You will be...